Island Gems. Together, we explore the Isle of Wight, its hidden coves, scenic walks, and fabulous events. What is your island gem?
Hi, I'm Kelvin. I'm from Freshwater. My favourite event, again, we're very spoiled for events on the Isle of Wight, but Old Gaffer's. It's only biannual now, but the Old Gaffer's one is my favourite, partly because I can get down there by bus and have a few drinks, and I do like that. Old Gaffer's, the term actually refers to the type of rigging used on the ships, and they're an old style of sailing ship. And they all come into Yarmouth Harbour and parade themselves around. But there's like a fairground and lots of events and musicians in the street and jugglers and the biggest tent bar you've ever seen in your life outside of a normal festival. And it's a really great event. My favourite walk, if I had to pick one, because there's lots of good walks on the island, I'd go on the old railway bed between Yarmouth and Freshwater. You go from the old Yarmouth Station, which is now quite a nice cafe, and you can walk right through to where the old Freshwater Station was, which is a garden centre. Hamming along, you're looking at a good half hour, if not a bit longer, so it's a nice walk. It's all level too, which you think, and you walk right past Afton Marshes and you can see across the estuary, and it's really, really peaceful. But in the summer, it's absolutely lovely. Oh, there's a lot of wildlife. There's swans and the usual waterfowl, that kind of things. Plus, there's a lot of wildlife around in terms of the fields around there and the planting and everything else. There's benches along if you want to stop as well for a little rest. So it has been done nicely. And of course, it was the old railway.
My name's Lois Pryor. I'm from Newport. And my favourite place, well, it's for places, is the walk from the Viewpoint car park at Blackgang over to Knighton, because you walk over the top of the sea and down, looking down at the lighthouse and the sun shining, and it's just fantastic. My favourite event has to be the Isle of Wight Festival. I've been going there 13 years now, and it brings such a vibe to the town of Newport. It just completely changes the place, completely changes the character. My first festival, I won the tickets to go, and that was REM. And I took my son, he was about 10 at the time, and we were just had the most amazing, wow, this is incredible, REM are fantastic, and I'll never forget that year.
My name is Seth, and my favourite walk on the island is Ladies Walk, which begins in Ryde at the top of the hill, and it weaves its way right the way through to Core Abbey, and it's quite a sheltered walk, goes past some lovely churches, and it's under sort of trees rather than just out in the open. It's quite secluded, and it's very calm. It's sort of more wooded. My favourite places on the island that I love to go is Three Boys Restaurant, which is in bottom of Apley Park on Apley Beach. It's funny, it's above this sort of real traditional sort of seaside caff. So you're kind of thinking, oh, what's this? And then you go upstairs and it's sort of this mainly fish stroke brasserie, but it has a lovely balcony. So in good weather, it just really shows off the Solent and Ryde Beach and the pier. And it's kind of very popular, but slightly still a hidden gem. And the food's very good and everyone's very friendly, typical Isle of Wight. And it's just wonderful. It's a wonderful place.
Hi, my name's Tony. I'm from Totland Bay. Where do I like going on the island? Well, the Highland Gathering at Northwood House last year was absolutely fantastic. We go to Scotland a couple of times a year and enjoy the music and the whole ethos, the dancing and everything, and the Highland Gathering was absolutely top-notch. And where do I like to go? Well, I have to confess, Totland Bay has a wonderful place called the Waterfront where I can be found several days of the week, with a coffee, of course, you know, nothing more. And for views, we always take our visitors down the military road, looking over Compton Bay and beyond, St. Catherine's Point. It is just absolutely spectacular.